wicked. The Bible and the stories of Jesus are made up of two categories, either parables or true stories. This is not a parable, this is a true story. How Nicodemus went looking for Jesus, and I've deemed him to be the night visitor. That is my subject for this afternoon. I want to leave you or ask you or remind you of three questions that are found in this story. Why did Nicodemus want to see Jesus? Where did Nicodemus find Jesus? And what did Jesus have to say to him? So three very important questions for us to listen to and think about this afternoon. I'm very conscious I've got a retired GP in my presence, so I have to get my facts right. A retired GP in my own fellowship tells me that in the hours of darkness between 3 and 4 o'clock, your blood pressure is at its lowest point. And it's at that point when everything in the night seems like a mountain. Now, when I sleep awful. When Jan goes to sleep, she goes unconscious. She'll go to sleep and not hear a sound till the morning. Well, I'm awake in the night a lot. And things which trouble our minds, things which we ponder in our minds, seem very great at around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But when you wake in the morning, you think, why the heck did I worry about those things? Now, maybe Nicodemus was a bit like that. Why did he want to see Jesus? He was a ruler. He was one that had a good position in life. He had everything, I suppose, in this world's goods, as it were, that you could really want. He would have had good friendships. Why did he want to see Jesus? It never ceases to amaze me why people do the things they do anyway. I mean, let me give you an example. Why would you go up in a perfectly safe aeroplane and jump out? I know people do it for thrill seeking, don't they? But I can't see no sense in that at all. Why do people do the things they do? So why did he go to see Jesus? The late Billy Graham said, there is that part of everyone's life that can only be filled with meeting Jesus. Maybe this is where Nicodemus was at. Maybe he was thinking to himself, well, I've got everything I want. I've got a good lot of security. I've got everything I need. And maybe I need to see Jesus. There is a book called The Missing Piece, which probably many of you have seen. And it says in that book, there is that peace which only God can fill. All of us, I'm sure, have gone through life and we've found ourselves thinking, well, I think I've got it all together. I've made it, as it were, like Nicodemus. But there's always that nagging thought that something is missing. And Nicodemus is a prime example of a man who was troubled in the night, always searching, but never really finding what he wanted. Why did he want to see him? Because he'd heard some of the things which he had done, and he had seen some of the things which he had done. So you see, not only was he a seeker, he was also observing. He was watching other people. You see, every person that came to Jesus left with two categories. They were either changed or they were challenged. Because Jesus had that authority. He had that spirit-filled authority from his Father to change lives. And maybe Nicodemus had seen people and their lives have been changed. And I'm sure all of us have met people and know people that have had that very being. Lives which on the face of it seemed ordinary, then all of a sudden they meet Jesus and their life change. And Nicodemus had seen and heard possibly, well, we read it, we've seen the miraculous things that you've done, and no one could have done that except God be with him. We also must recognize the point, as Christians, that people watch us and they read us like books. They might not read their Bibles, but they read your life and they read my life. I remember being in my shop one morning in Princes Street, and a lady came into the shop and she said, "I heard you preaching on Ham Hill last night." Now, I didn't have a clue that she was listening, but she recognized my voice. I trust my life lived up to that. That what she saw in me, she realized was something which was not me, but what God was doing through me and in me. Nicodemus, the man who came by night. So he was looking for Jesus, seeking for Jesus. Perhaps he was troubled, we don't know, as we thought about it. And he goes searching for him. Well, where did he go looking for him? How did he know where he was going to be to? Well, there are many things happening at that particular time, at this particular time of where Nicodemus was born. And he knew that Nicodemus, that Jesus rather, would be in this specific place at that time. And so he knew where to go. Some people say to me, and I'm sure you've heard it as well, "I've been going to church for years, but I don't feel I've ever met God. I met someone only about a month ago, outside of our town. So I've been going to church for 40 years, but I'm not sure I've ever met God." That's a challenge, isn't it? You know, to become part of a church, but never meeting Jesus, never meeting God through Jesus. When Nicodemus, he had that desire to go and see him, therefore, he went looking for him. Supposing he'd gone to the wrong place, he wouldn't have met him. When Neil Armstrong went out to the moon for the first landing in 69, when he came back, someone said to him, and I remember the interview, "Well, what did you see?" And he went on to say, but he said, "I didn't see God. I didn't see God." Now, maybe he was looking for God in the universe, I don't know. But that was his words. "I never saw God." But there comes a time that if we're going to go to the wrong place, then we're never going to find God. But Nicodemus went to the right place and he met Jesus. My sister Anne over there will know what I'm going to say now is perfectly true. We were living in Yeovil. Well, in fact, I've always lived in Yeovil. I've lived a boring life. I'd never been anywhere. I might have been all over the world, but we live in Yeovil and we still do. And we lived in a bungalow together. My sister had a pink bedroom of her own, as I remember. And me and my brother slept in separate beds in our own bedroom. I was awakened in the middle of the night. And I heard someone talking. So I looked into the darkness of the room, lit by the light from the hall because the door was open. I saw my dad and my brother on their knees by the bed. But my brother Dave had gone to bed, gone to sleep. And in the middle of the night, he woke up thinking to himself, or knowing within himself, "I need
to meet Jesus.
So he went and woke up our dad and said, I want to trust Jesus. And he came in and the transaction was done. And I can remember them knelt by the bed now, because they woke me up with them talking. And Dave, my brother, and brother as well, of course, was giving his life to Jesus in the middle of the night. Just like Nicodemus, meeting Jesus in the middle of the night. Well, don't matter what time of day it is or where it is, but it's finding Jesus that's so important. But what Jesus had to say to Nicodemus? He said, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Now, Nicodemus has been a clever sort of chap. He said, how is that ever possible that I can be born again? Can I enter a second time into my mother's womb and be born? Jesus says to him, no, it's not like that at all. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And you need to be born of the Spirit of God and to be born again. And we find that Nicodemus is struggling with that. He can't quite understand what that means and can't understand it. Now, in the modern day church in which we live, all of us, we've got some wonderful, wonderful courses that are being run to help people understand what it means to become a Christian. Alpha is run in our church at this very moment of time. We've got 24 people on that Alpha course listening and learning about finding Jesus. The Gateway, they run Alpha nearly all the year round. And the last time that I spoke to one of the persons there, they had 40 going to Alpha. Murtoch MCF, they've got 18 going to their Alpha course. People are interested in finding Jesus, just like Nicodemus. They might not be the nighttime visitor, but they're still looking. And so many people have looked in the wrong place for so long. And now we've got these wonderful courses being set up to help people to find Jesus and to know what it's all about. Roland read in his scripture read to us, and he emphasized twice that wonderful verse. I suppose to be most well known of all single verses in the Bible. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I can remember my dad preaching on this verse, and he would say, I've got two sons, of which I'm one. I would not want to give up one of my sons to die for you. But God gave his only Son, his precious Son, to die a life, an awful death, that we might have new life and find new life in Jesus. And this was the life which Nicodemus was going to receive from Jesus. Remember, Jesus hadn't yet gone to the cross. So this was post, this was pre-crucifixion. When Jesus went to the cross and died for us, then we realize that he died to take away the sins once and for all. I don't know whether any of you follow, like I do, Facebook Yeovil Memories. Well, I'm a member of Yeovil Memories on Facebook, so you'll see my name come up from time to time if you look on there. They put up a post this morning, 1969, outside of the Bank of Lloyds in the borough. And it shows a lady holding a placard. 1969, mine. The end is nigh. And quite a few people responded to that and said, Well, she was wrong, wasn't she? Because it hadn't happened. What does the scripture say? Jesus will come back. The end will be nigh at a moment that we think not. He doesn't give any time structure. 1,000 years with the Lord Jesus, with God his Father, is but one day. Jesus is coming back. So it's important that we make sure we realize the importance of meeting Jesus. So why was Nicodemus seeking? We don't know. Perhaps he saw the lives of others change. Perhaps he realized there was a vacuum in his life and he couldn't fill it. Where did he find Jesus? Well, he found him in the place that he actually went looking for him in the dark. He knew where he would be. And what did Jesus have to say to him? He said, you must be born again. The wind blows. You can hear the evidence, but you can't see the wind at all. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. I don't know about my good friend Tony over here. I remember that obviously he was a counsellor. And for this reason, I'll tell you a little story. Some of you have heard it before, not about Tony, but about me. But you might have been there, I don't know. I was a great follower of Prince Charles. When Prince Charles had his early life, he did one thing specially that appealed to me. He set up the Prince's Trust. The Prince's Trust was funded out of the royal purse and out of his own pocket. And it was put up and set up purposely that young people should have an opportunity to start business on their own. And it was to help fund to get these businesses off the ground. Now, I knew a lot about Prince Charles. I'd read books of it. I watched him on TV. But I'd never met him. Just like Nicodemus. He'd heard a lot about Jesus, but he'd never met him. But one day, Prince Charles came to Yeovil. He came to open the Macmillan unit. I don't know whether Tony was there as a councillor, but I was. And I got invited to go along to this ceremony, and I was part of a welcoming committee. I was there because I was a fundraiser for my late wife. And as Prince Charles came along, the number of people must have been 20 plus, I would think. He would shake hands with some and he would speak with others. As he got closer and closer to me, I looked at him and thought, this is the man I know a bit about, but I've never met you, but I have now. And as he came to me, he stopped. And he shook hands with me. I didn't wash my hands for about a month afterward. But no, that aside, he shook hands with me and spoke to me and said, what's your input to this particular fundraising event? And I went on to tell him how that I was fundraising for Macmillan and I'd been recognised for what I had done, hence the reason I was there. You see, it's all very well to know all about a person, just like Nicodemus. But it's another thing to meet that person. And that's how I met Prince Charles. And that's how we need to meet Jesus. Why did he seek him? Number of reasons. Where did he find him? He went looking for him in the dark. What did Jesus have to say to him? Something he didn't understand. You need to be born again. And you know, that applies to all of us this afternoon. At one point in our lives, and I trust all our lives, we've been seekers. We've sought Jesus. We've found Jesus. And we've responded to Jesus. Not just something which is in a book, but you've met him in person. Just like my brother did. Middle of the night, there on the floor, kneeling by his bed. Just like I met Prince Charles, the man I knew a bit about, but I had the opportunity to meet in person. If you've never met Jesus like that, you're missing out. Because he's a wonderful friend. He's the one that's closer than a brother. He's the one that one day we shall go to live with in heaven forever. We sang in that song just now. When we've been there 10,000 years, some of us here this afternoon, well, we've lived 70, 80 years. Seems a long time, doesn't it? Nothing like 10,000, is it? 1,000 years is but one day. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll have no more, less praise to sing his praise than when we first began. Eternity is forever. I was talking yesterday with the retired pastor of MCF at Martock in my sister and brother-in-law's home. And we were talking about the universe, and Chris is very interested in space and in photography and everything. He was telling me that he was up on Exmoor one night, and he was up there to take photographs. And in that no zone of any pollution, no light pollution, totally dark, it was just millions and millions of stars. The psalmist says, our God knows all those stars by name. And if he knows all their names by name, he knows your name and he knows my name. But only if we've ever met him. It's so important to know that we've met Jesus. If you've never done that, then today's the opportunity. Because this is the place to come and meet Jesus. May God bless you for his name's sake.